You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class here at KGYM as we come your way on this Wednesday, January. It is not July. January the 6th, 2021. Great to have you aboard with us here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you from our studios here on the southwest side. Mark Dukes will join me coming up here in just a couple of moments as we are a duo today. No buttons today. No Ben today either. So we will make it through the day A-okay. Good show coming up for you. We are going to talk college wrestling with Mark Ironside coming up here in just a couple of moments, about 10 minutes away. Our first visit with the Hall of Famer and his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll talk with Mark here in just a little bit as college wrestling schedules have been released. And we've had a duel with Iowa State and Wartburg last Sunday. So we will talk about that coming up in just a little bit, as we mentioned. Also, Chris Liss of rotowire.com one more time to talk fantasy football with everyone out there. And if you have a keeper league, if you have a question out there, somebody that you are looking at possibly keeping for the 2021 season, ask Chris that question. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy football here on KGYM. Other things to talk about today, Iowa State and Texas from last night. Cyclones with a determined comeback in the second half, coming up a little bit short against the fourth-rated Texas Longhorns. Thank you for tuning in today. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as your KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker out there. And we welcome you in on what is turning into be a very newsworthy day. And we do realize that there are a lot of happenings going on in our nation's capital right now. And that is an ongoing situation, certainly. And if something major breaks, we will obviously let you know about it more than what is breaking right now. But yes, it is a sports show. We'll talk sports today with one eye out there as far as the country and the news cycle. You just have to have that in the back of your mind out there today. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Scott, and everyone out there. Yes, certainly there's some significant and sober things happening right now in our country, and we're not ignoring that. We're not tone deaf to that. But our job is to talk sports. And so we shall.
With Mark Ironside coming up in a bit, Chris Liss of rotowire.com is going to join us coming up here as well. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. And if you could, just go ahead and give us a text today. As I mentioned, we are short one person today, so if you could just reach out to us on the text line, that is very much appreciated. 319-366-1600. And we'll talk with Mark Ironside coming up here in just a little bit. And yes, again, we'll keep you updated if more news comes out there as far as what is happening with the Capitol and everything as far as Washington, D.C. is concerned. Last night, college basketball, Mark, Iowa State and Texas went at it down in Austin, and looked as though in the early portions of the second half it was going to be a pretty one-sided affair on the Longhorn Network. But to their credit, Iowa State dug deep, came back, hit some shots, and got it within shouting distance at the end before Shaka Smart and the Longhorns did get the victory at home in Big 12 play. Hello, Mark. I think we've lost Mark. I think we've lost him. There you go. You're back.
My big earlobe did it again. I'm sorry.
Did you mute yourself again?
I did. At any rate, Iowa State, I think Steve Prohm's got to be proud of the effort and the determination of this kind of undermanned Cyclone team, because it gave Baylor all it wanted recently. And now you go into Austin, Texas, and the score may be a bit deceiving because Texas had a handle on things pretty much. But it was an Iowa State team that didn't give up and ended up losing by 6.
Yeah, and Iowa State played very well in the preceding game against Baylor at home. And they got Baylor into some foul trouble. Vital got into foul trouble. And yeah, it was a very good showing, not a win, though. And I know Steve Prohm is not into moral victories, obviously.
No, and a coach shouldn't be. And I don't think Prohm is either. But they have a chance upcoming here to get some victories. I mean, they played a very difficult opening schedule, and Steve Prohm knew that. And with a team that didn't have any big-time leadership as it has in the past with folks like Halliburton and Wigginton, I mean, I think Steve Prohm knew this was going to be a difficult go.
Yep. 319-366-16. I'm going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up here in just a couple of moments. Just to let you know, just to keep you abreast of the situation, President-elect Joe Biden is holding a news conference in Delaware as we speak. So he is addressing the nation from his home state of Delaware. So again, we'll keep you updated on what's happening as far as all the news going on in the nation's capital. Try to do that. Try to talk some sports with you as well on the program here today. And We've been on the air during a lot of different news cycles and news stories, if you will, Mark. And this is just another one out there that is, again, it shows us that sports is not the end-all, beat-all of the world as you start talking about who you like and who you don't like. And probably keep that in mind the next time you try to hit that send button on a tweet that you know is going to rile some people up, I guess.
I would suppose so. I'd subscribe to that. And, yeah, there's no ignoring what's going on in, Washington, D.C. right now. But, you know, like the pandemic affected sports. So we talked about it. It's a sports talk program. And we're not ignoring it. Again, we're not tone deaf. It's we do sports. And unless it affects sports, you know, let it go.
Yeah, man. The sports go on, obviously, and they will. We're getting ready for Wild Card Weekend. Super Wild Card Weekend coming up this week with 3 games instead of 2. And there are COVID problems with Pittsburgh and Cleveland and in other places as far as the National Football League is concerned. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting. Still, the college football playoff national championship game scheduled to go on next Monday, as people in the know have said the game is going to go on next Monday, whether Ohio State is at full strength or not, or in fact if Alabama is at full strength or not, the game is going to go on. And speaking of Alabama, Devontae Smith picking up the Heisman Trophy last night as the first wide receiver in a long, long time to get that award from the New York Athletic Club.
Well-deserved, and we had a poll question yesterday about that, and folks weighed in on who they would select for the Heisman. Smith beat out Trevor Lawrence. I think it was a preseason favorite to win the Heisman. And Breece Hall, the Iowa State sophomore running back, finishing 6th in the balloting, right behind Najee Harris, the terrific Alabama running back. So, good showing for Breece Hall. Folks, he got some first-place votes, not many, but got some. That's nice to see an Iowa State player in that top 10 of the Heisman voting.
Yeah, it is. And, Troy Davis harkens back to those days, certainly, when his name was right up there among the Heisman Trophy finalists and whatnot. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on this Wednesday edition of the program. And thank you 6608 for letting us know that Talking Sports does give a little nice break to the crazy world that we are living in. And if we are your break today for just a little bit, then I guess we're in part doing our job out there. So we'll try to do that and have Mark join us coming up in a little bit. On a serious note, though, keep in mind Iowa is scheduled to play Maryland coming up tomorrow. And, of course, that is a suburb of Washington, D.C., College Park, Maryland, where the University of Maryland is located. And nothing yet as far as anything that has changed as far as the game for tomorrow. And we'll see. We'll have to wait and see on that. If the Hawks are coming in, if they were planning on coming in late today or if they're coming in early tomorrow. Not positive on that, on the itinerary as far as the travel plans of the Hawkeye basketball team is concerned. But certainly this could play a part in that game tomorrow night.
Well, it may. I doubt it. I'm not sure wherever the Iowa team will fly to, whether it be Washington, D.C., or as Tom Cakert on Twitter is pointing out, perhaps it'd be Baltimore because some of the beat guys were flying into Baltimore today. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, we will. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and Mark Ironside is going to join us. And we're going to talk with the Hall of Famer for the first time here in 2021. Stay with us. It is the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. More after this.
Back in 1944, there was a young watchmaker named Willa Dickens. He had his eye on a local jewelry store. As soon as their watchmaker left, he took the position. Worked long days, learned the ropes, and achieved his dream of owning and running Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. When his sons Terry and Tim could barely see over the jewelry cases, they began learning at his side. It's the Dickens family that gives Hertine and Stocker Jewelers its unbending reputation for integrity. They also offer a brand of service that hardly exists anymore, like a layaway program. When someone finds a beautiful something to have or give, they put some money down, pay on it each month, interest-free, of course. And when it's paid for, it's theirs for keeps. Stop by, see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. And step in and say hello to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
I'm Governor Kim Reynolds. COVID-19 isn't bigger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it. Together, we can stop the spread of the virus and get life back to normal by taking simple steps to protect ourselves and others. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, get tested, and isolate from others if you have the virus, and get a flu shot to prevent further illness. Doing these things will protect you and those most at risk. Let's step up and stop the spread together.
Sponsored by the State of Iowa and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
It's, oh my God, the NBA, it almost is sacrosanct.
I mean, people are on the ground ripping open testing kits.
We all have it. There's no way we all don't have it.
You knew that the direction of the entire 2020 year for the whole world just took a massive turn.
30 for 30 podcast presents March 11th, 2020. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fact: filing your taxes with TaxAct can feel like a cash explosion. That's because TaxAct helps you get your maximum refund guaranteed. And TaxAct costs 30% less than the big guys, which means more of this. So if you want a cash explosion of your own, switch to TaxAct. File for less and get more. Start for free at TaxAct.com. 30% less claim based on comparison of TurboTax and H&R Block federal pricing for deluxe and premier consumer online products on December 4th, 2020. Restrictions apply. See TaxAct.com for complete details.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you at 319, the gym class for Wednesday here in KGYM. Thank you for joining us. 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. KGYM radio stream, your mobile app, or your smart speaker as well. Thank you for taking us wherever you are. I'm going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com coming up in just a little bit. But for right now, we are very, very pleased to bring in our friend Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee on, of course, Johnson Avenue Northwest here in Cedar Rapids. Happy New Year!
Is it? Let's just say it is. All right. Hey, 2021, we're here. We couldn't get through 2020 fast enough.
We're good to go. Every day I look over here and I see the Elkhorns still here in our studio and think, man, we got to get Mark in here sooner than later, but hopefully we can do that sometime soon.
Hopefully sometime soon. I don't know if it'll be this wrestling season or not, but we'll make it happen at some point in time.
Hey, Mark, before we get into the Iowa team and its season and other matters wrestling, I wanted to ask you about Dan Gable receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom and what went through your mind when that happened.
Just so deserving. I mean, so proud of him, for him. I was one of many, many, many people that were in the room and at least watched him and everything that he put into from his coaching career and knowing all the stories and clips and what he's talked about with his training over the years when he was an actual athlete and a competitor. Just everything that he's ever done in wrestling rooms, out of wrestling rooms, on and off the mat. It's so, so cool to see it come, full circle and to be awarded such an unbelievably high and deserving honor. I mean, just so much pride and joy for him and just really, really happy for him. It just can't be happier for him. Just so cool.
Yeah. And we talked to Dan, I think, a couple days afterwards, and I think he was still smiling from ear to ear as far as the situation is concerned. So, yeah. Pretty cool stuff, no doubt. Well, we're getting ready to wrestle for college, and I think we all kind of knew it was going to be January before the wrestling season got started. The good news is we are going to have a wrestling season, and Tom Brands yesterday was Tom Brands. He was fired up. He was ready to go, and I guess you can't blame him for being ready to go with the team he has assembled.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very, very long 10 months, since they abruptly canceled the season last March, right after the Big Ten championships and a Big Ten title and before they were going into the NCAAs. I mean, if you really think about it, if you put yourself in Tom Brands' shoes and you put yourself in any of the coaches' shoes or anybody within the program, any of the athletes' shoes, and that actually happens to you, I mean, you really, really, truly put yourself in their shoes. And think about the magnitude of just what a blow that would be to them. And it's just so unfortunate. It's frustrating. And it makes for a really, really long 10 months. And there's a lot that it goes through your mind in that 10 months. There's different ways of handling it. I mean, you could kind of, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens and how some of these colleges, they come out and they perform, the athletes and so forth, because it'd be really easy just to, under all these circumstances, half do, in a polite term, I guess, your training, your workouts and so forth, and kind of throw the towel in and just like, this sucks, or you can step up and you can still go in the room and you get your workouts in and you put everything into it like none of this even exists, and you just keep, you know, going about your business every single day, and keep getting better instead of just kind of plateauing, and 'cause it's just with no unknown of what the future is going to bring, it would be so easy just to remain idle. And that's where I think Tom is so fired up. As he mentioned yesterday, unfinished business, that's a motivator. Finally here, finally these athletes are going to get an opportunity to get step foot on the mat and be able to have an opportunity to perform outside of that wrestling room that they've been training in since June 8th, and really not much competition outside of it at all. And some of them guys, no competition outside of it. And so, I mean, they're like pretty much wild animals, been caged up in cages for 10 months. And they're, you know, really chomping the bit to unleash some fury and get on the mat and let the fur fly.
Mark, Tom Brands made a point yesterday saying, and this Spencer Lee is the face of the program, but he said Spencer Lee is perhaps better than ever, and that's a scary thing. It is pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be really scary for his competitors, that's for darn sure.
And his mom over Christmas, poor gal.
Yeah, did you see that?
I did.
He hit an arm throw on her really quick, and she kind of bragged a little bit about in the past how she was a jiu-jitsu competitor, and I think she was really, really well, did really well in her class and so forth or whatever. So she had thrown Spencer at one point in time when he was in high school, and he got a little payback on her that day and hit a beautiful, nice arm throw. And it was funny, my daughters were watching it, and they saw that, my daughter Hannah. So then that night, of course, we were doing arm throws in the living room for about an hour until she pretty much perfected it. So I'm sure a lot of people out there have become professional arm throwers now just seeing that happen. But it's cool. You know, if he's better, which nobody knows because you just take Tom's word for it, which his word's pretty much gold anyway, but just imagine what he's going to be like being tougher than he's ever been before and better than he's ever been before. I mean, he was good before. I don't know how much competition he's really going to have in the collegiate level, but it's going to be really interesting to watch him perform at the Olympic trials out in Pennsylvania at Penn State in April, and then, you know, hopefully go on and compete for the United States in the Olympics in August, providing that still continues to go on as well, too, in Tokyo. So that's where I'm really, really excited. But like, you know, Spencer said and he talked about in the interview process as well, too. It's just a process. It's, you know, the thing on his calendar is Nebraska. And then, you know, and then whoever's after that. And he's got a collegiate season to take care of and a national championship to take care of, both individually and a team, before he moves on and starts, and even though he's thinking about the trials and the Olympics, but before he really starts focusing 100% purely on those.
Mm-hmm. Mark Ironside joining us, 327, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM as we talk wrestling here, college wrestling. And schedule is out. It's all Big Ten. We kind of knew that after the Iowa State schedule was released. There wouldn't be any non-conference as far as Big Ten schools are concerned. And what do you think about this schedule? You got some regular duels, and you've got some double duels out there, and at least you know, you're getting most of the Big Ten heavyweights here.
Yeah, we are getting them. You know, I mean, we're getting Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan's going to be the toughest out of all of them. And that's what I don't think people really realize this year. If they were going to allow fans to come into the arena and watch some duels this year, which they're not, the hottest ticket to get would be the Michigan matchup. Michigan had a lot of guys redshirting last year. They got a lot of guys back. That's going to be a really, really good duel to watch, as well as obviously Ohio State and Penn State as well too. So it's going to be some great duels. They haven't come out with a TV schedule yet. I think out of those six or seven dates, three of them will be on you know, the actual Big Ten network that you can watch on TV. And then the rest, you know, will be, you can watch all of them on BTN Plus, I believe, which is, you know, you sign up and you watch it, you can watch it, you know, on your computer or whatever.
Mark, one of the guys that took an Olympic red shirt last year for the Iowa Hawkeyes, much like the Michigan wrestlers, was Jaden Ironman. We're going to have our first chance to see him in an Iowa singlet. And those, you know, people have followed wrestling, know what he did at Missouri. What do you expect out of him this year?
Yeah, I think he's going to become a fan favorite really quick. And it's just really sad that he's just another guy that we're going to implement into the lineup this year, and that the fans aren't going to be able to pack Carver Hawk Arena and go watch him wrestle in person. That's what's really, really unfortunate, because that guy, I mean, he's a fire plug. He lets it, you talk about letting the fur fly. That guy lets the fur fly. You know, just like his dad that I used to wrestle and compete against when, you know, when I was wrestling, and he's a pistol, man. He just lets it go, and he doesn't really have a care when he's out on the mat. He just wants to wrestle and wrestle hard. He's good at both, you know, leg attacks and throws, and a lot of fireworks in his arsenal, and he's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Tom talked about the freshmen. He really likes the newcomers. Obviously, you like your recruiting class, but to give them as much praise as he did yesterday, I think was pretty noteworthy.
Yeah, it's a great freshman class. It's just really unfortunate that they're not going to have an opportunity to wrestle a whole lot of competition. You know, and there are no open tournaments this year or anything like that. They did say that there's going to be some JV matches, you know, at some of these duels, that hopefully they can, you know, get a few matches in maybe and under their belt. But they're just, I'm sure, going to, you know, train, and they're in the room every day. They're competing hard, wrestling against a great, you know, starters class right now. And it's what's kind of hard. It's just like, you know, even myself, I can't even get in the room to watch practices. You know, I mean, I want to go down and watch these freshmen scrap, you know, and I want to watch Patrick Kennedy and Marinelli go at it, and I can't do it. And so not only do the fans deprived of watching it live, you know, in Carver Hawk Arena, but I mean, even myself, we can't go down and watch these guys, you know, compete against each other room, where a lot of times behind the scenes, that's where it's really fun to watch and where it's at. I know when I was competing, the days of, you know, Tom Brands and Lincoln McRavy going at it, you know, or Lincoln McRavy and Joe Williams wrestling each other, or, you know, myself and Jeff McGinnis going at it, and you could go on and on and on. And it was just so many good matchups behind the scenes in the wrestling room, and that's what I'm missing. I'm really, really missing that, and taking an afternoon off of work, being able to go down there and, you know, hop on the treadmill and get a workout on my own and take some steam off and, you know, just watch some good hard scrapping.
Well, one of the great scraps, Mark, is at 184 between Abe Assad and Nelson Brands. What do you make of that situation?
Well, you know, based off of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club showdown back in early November, you got to kind of tip your hat and give the nod to Nelson Brands. He handled Abe really well in that matchup. Now, granted, that was freestyle, but still, Nelson was scoring on leg attacks. It wouldn't matter if it was freestyle or folk style. But, you know, I don't know what they're going to do there. I mean, I don't know if they're using that match as the wrestle-off, or if they're going to have wrestle-offs just kind of on their own, or what. I haven't heard. But regardless, those are two great guys to be able to have in the room, and you talk about some serious depth there. I mean, if one would happen to go down, you got another one's going to step in and do just everything that the other one was. They're just neck and neck right there, and you can't go wrong with either one of them. And who's going to be in the lineup? Like I said, I don't know 100% for sure, but based off the Hawkeye Wrestling Club showdown matchup between the two of them, they wrestled each other. You got to give it to Nelson Brands for sure.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see what the lineup is going to look like when that comes out, as far as the Nebraska duel anyway is concerned. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. And we've had a few. We had, Wartburg and Iowa State wrestled on Sunday, and Wartburg won a couple matches, but Iowa State won it comfortably. Iowa State is in the top 10. Most of the polls, there are several different polls as far as wrestling is concerned, but and I think it's good when Iowa State is up there. It makes wrestling better in the state. It makes wrestling better in the country, certainly. And it was a good win for the Cyclones against Wartburg, although our man, Mr. Briggs, did get a victory.
It was awesome to watch, too. He wrestled really, really well, Kyle did. I watched the match you know, on Facebook, and followed Briggs on Facebook and was able to watch Kyle wrestle there. And it was really, really cool to see. What a great opportunity for Kyle Briggs to go into, you know, Hilton Coliseum. And again, it's so unfortunate that, you know, they go in there and, you know, there's, you know, maybe 200 people in there, you know, versus, you know, 6,000 to 7,000 in there probably normally for that match. And the fireworks were just weren't the same. The intensity is not quite the same and so forth, but you still, once the whistle blows, you get after it. You probably don't even realize that, but it's just everything that kind of goes into it behind the scenes. And when you're warming up and after you get done, and it's just kind of unfortunate for these guys that were like a team like Warburg or Kyle Briggs goes in there and he gets a big win, but nobody's really there to kind of share it with you, you know? But at least, you know, Dick and Sue were there, and that was really cool to see, and really, really happy for them. Iowa State, I didn't recognize a lot of the names in their lineup. I mean, obviously, some of the returners I did, Gremmel at heavyweight, and Carr, and Mackel, and their 41-pounder, I guess, a few of them. But for some guys, new faces, and like the kid that Briggs wrestled, I didn't even know who that was. He's out of Davenport. I don't even remember him from high school. There's a lot of teams out there going to have some new kids in their lineup and have to get familiar with, and it's going to be hard because it's just really not a really good way of following some of these teams and seeing them. And it's kind of like football, too. You don't know who a true starter is, and you don't know who kind of if it's a true starter or a backup, because the true starter may be out with COVID. I mean, you don't know. You know, I mean, is this the real lineup they're going to have or not? And there's just a lot of, you know, different factors that are going to go into these matchups throughout the season.
Hey, Mark, last one from me. 4 out of the top 5 teams in the rankings are Big Ten schools. Not surprising, but in at number 4, North Carolina State. How has that program emerged?
I don't know. I haven't even looked at the rankings, but that really surprises me. You know, that's good. That's great. North Carolina State, I did not expect them to be up there. I don't know who they all have. I know they have Monday in there. Coleman Scott, the head coach there. Tony Ramos is an assistant coach there, and they're obviously doing things and getting things rolling in the right direction there. So, you know, whether that's kind of a true ranking for them or not, I don't know. You know, a lot of it's based off of points coming back and who lost who and so forth. So, a lot of things is going to be kind of shaken out here pretty soon once they start wrestling, but not as much as normal because you can only wrestle your own conference schools. You're not able to go and wrestle like we can't wrestle Oklahoma State. North Carolina State can't come in and have a non-conference duel with, you know, someone like us. And so, you know, if you're kind of in a petered down or watered down, you know, conference, you know, then you kind of got to look at the RPI and the quality of wrestlers that you're facing and, you know, put that into the rankings as well, too. So it's kind of hard with the way that the schedules are this year and having to stay within your own conference to really justify and know, you know, what true ranking and how good a team really is. And that's not taking anything away from North Carolina State.
Right.
I mean, they could come in just absolutely rocking it, too. I mean, I just don't know. But it's been a long time since North Carolina State has been ranked that high, probably since, like, 1991-ish.
Yeah, 3 decades right around there. Hey, before we let you go, we've seen in basketball, we've seen in football without a crowd, and the athletes saying that it's very hard to motivate themselves at times. I think the one true test is going to be wrestling because, as you know, I mean, you were a part of it. 15,000 people screaming their heads off at Carver Hawkeye Arena has a little bit of an influence on what you do on the mat. What's it going to be like this year without all that? They're gonna be friends and family in the stands, but it's not gonna be anything like we're used to,
for sure. And then it's a very valid point that you bring up. And you know, we talked about earlier, like a guy like Jaden Ironman, he's a crowd guy. I mean, he feeds off of the crowd. I talked about, you know, the fire plug that he is, and a lot of fireworks in his arsenal. He lets the fur fly and so forth, whatever. But a lot of that's because he feeds off of the crowd. Without a crowd there, it's going to be hard. Say he's in a kind of a tough match. He's down by a couple of points. Without that crowd up on their feet and stomping and just cheering and screaming and yelling, I mean, that helps. I mean, that makes a difference. There's no doubt. But you know, at the same time, you just kind of have to go with the philosophy that it doesn't matter, you know, where the match is at or who's there and, you know, what the temperature is or what country you're in or whatever. And it's you versus another guy mano a mano. You know, that's what you train for. You don't have to rely. You don't rely on other people and crowds and so forth. And that's easier said than done. But that's the focus and the mentality that you have to have. And I'm sure Coach Tom Brands and other coaches in the team has talked about that and implemented that, you know, within their practices and so forth. Just knowing that they're not going to have that Carver Hawkeye Arena crowd, the best fans in the country, you know, behind them in the crowd and so forth. Whether, you know, they have some kind of like crowd noise behind it on the stereo system or not, I don't know. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be different. There's no doubt. I mean, when you come running, there's nothing else like when you're on that IA wrestling team and you come running out of that tunnel for introductions and that arena is full and everybody's on their feet and the fight song's playing or Back in Black's playing just like the football, you know, games, and you come out and there's nothing, you know. I mean, it's going to be a weird, eerie feeling that it might take, you know, a little getting used to. There's no doubt. But the IA wrestling team, it's like a family unit. Like they've always talked about, it's close. They're going to be on the bench. They're going to kind of separate it, I guess, on the bench. They're not going to really have a bench this year, but they're going to be there cheering each other on. And you know, I'm sure that they'll figure out a way to stay motivated out there.
All right, my man.
One thing about it, Mark, everybody in Carver Hawkeye Arena is probably going to be able to hear what you're yelling.
Yeah, you're going to have to be careful, man.
Yeah, you know, we have the opportunity to go and radio do our radio broadcast right down at the head table next to the bench, but I don't like to because then I get too excited and I start screaming and yelling. Everybody around can hear what I'm saying. And sometimes when we go to opposing schools, we're right at that head table, and Tom will look over at me and like, Ironside, come on, what are you talking about, like, you know, or whatever, and so then it'll come over and like start talking to me, and I'm on air, or you know, I kind of get into it too much, and it just, but in Carver Hawkeye Arena, we stay up kind of higher, so we blend in with the crowd up in the press box row, but that's not, they're going to be able to hear us, Mark, this time, so I'm going to have to keep things in check, but hey, maybe I'll make up for some crowd noise and just start screaming, yelling, cheering somebody on when they need it cheered on. And that's the good thing about doing radio for IA Wrestling. I don't have to worry about being a homer.
Jeff on the text line says you have to yell louder.
I've lost my voice before.
Good stuff. All right, good to talk to you, Mark. And we'll get ready for Nebraska and that duel coming up next week. Looking forward to it.
I'm really looking forward to it. Good to hear from you guys, and keep kicking butt on the show. Appreciate all you guys do.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, see you guys.
Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, joining us here in the gym class on KGYM. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. We'll take a quick break, come back, and Chris Liss of rotowire.com set to join us. Your keeper questions one more time with Chris. If you have anything to wrap up the fantasy football season, get those questions ready to go at 319-366-1600. Back after this.
Hey folks, Alex Kuhn from KGYM. The playoffs are my favorite time of year. FanDuel is going to make it easy to bet on all the action this weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, the playoffs are the perfect time to give it a shot. Because right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the wild card round this weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds. Any team, any playoff game this weekend. So don't miss this exclusive offer. There are so many reasons to bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. When you win, FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code GYM so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GYM. 21 plus and present in Iowa, new users only, must wager on designated boost market, deposit required, max bonus $125, see full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Every player matters, and finding the right person can make all the difference.
In 1999, the Indianapolis coach traded Marshall Faulk to the St. Louis Rams for a second and fifth round pick. The move helped transform the Rams offense into one of the most dynamic in the history of the NFL. They became known as the greatest show on turf. Falk won the NFL MVP in 2000, and the Rams went on to reach two Super Bowls, winning Super Bowl 34.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
When scouting talent, teams use all the tools at their disposal to determine the best fit for their rosters. LinkedIn Jobs works that way for your business. Post a job with targeted screening questions, and LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of qualified candidates. Manage job posts and contact candidates from a single view as functions are streamlined onto one simple screen. Get $50 off your first job post at LinkedIn.com/sports. That's LinkedIn.com/sports.
Back with you on the gym class here at KGYM at 3:44. Again, keeping one eye on the activities and the news going on in Washington, D.C. President-elect Joe Biden talked to the country about a half an hour ago. National Guard is being brought in as well as we speak. 319-366-1600. Todd and Alex coming your way next. And a reminder that on Mondays, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM is brought to you by Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design for 40 years and counting. They've been serving Eastern Iowa with locations in Cedar Rapids and in Coralville. And thank you very much to those folks out there. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, text line at 319-366-1600. As Mark and I welcome in Chris Liss of rotowire.com for one final time during the football season anyway. And before we get to what we hope is the baseball season, we do have the NBA going on. We got hockey right around the corner, so, and golf right around the corner as well. So all kinds of fantasy sports opportunities out there. Chris's appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. And Happy New Year to you, Chris.
Yeah, you too, Scott. How's it going?
It's a day, man. That's all we'll say.
It's crazy times.
It is a day. I'm sorry for your Giants. You, as a Giants fan, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, very, very much angry, 1 taking it in stride, where are you with Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles right now?
I would say like 7.8. You know, the thing about it was, you know, the Giants were not a great team. They were 6-10, and you know, you can't really complain too much about not getting the playoffs when you're 6-10. But it was just the way it happened. If the Eagles, you know, let's say Wentz were actually playing well, and they have this guy Hurts, they drafted the second round. They're like, let's start him the last two or three games and audition him, and Wentz were a free agent or something like that. Okay, fine. You know, you can't knock them for taking care of their franchise, but Hurts is the guy they were supposed to develop. He was playing great. He had a tough game because of good defense. And as soon as they put in Sudfeld, it was like you could tell there was no chance they would come back. And to just do that in the fourth quarter of a game that had playoff implications for other teams, that's just terrible form. You know, I mean, I get it. People rest players. That's fine if you have a playoff game next week. But the Eagles didn't have a playoff game next week. What they really needed was to see if Hurts could engineer a comeback against a good defense, and that was pathetic. So, I'm pretty steamed about it. But, you know, I just posted on Twitter, and people are like, yeah, well, the Giants don't deserve it. I'm like, I'm not saying they deserve it. I'm just saying that was pretty weak by Peterson.
Yeah.
Chris, a lot of folks are in playoff drafts, and I know you are as well. I imagine the main strategy is to try to take players whose teams are going to go deep, but is there other strategy?
A couple things, right? So you want to stack. You want to have players on the same team. So say, if you, just, you know, the Bills or the Saints or the Chiefs, some team that if they win the Super Bowl and they have a chance, you win, right? So you could see a way to win. You don't want to have a guy, you don't want to have, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, and then your second pick is a guy on the Ravens. You know, J.K. Dobbins, who probably might play each other in the second, you know, the first Chiefs game. So they both can't play a lot of games. You want to, if you're not going to get a lot of guys in the same team, at least get guys in different conferences. So you have some Bills and some Saints, you know, or if it's in the same conference, you know, make sure that they're not likely to meet up in the very next round. And so you want to spread it out among teams that aren't going to play each other, and you want to stack players from the same teams.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and those things are becoming more popular. Also, keeper leagues becoming more and more popular out there. And you're coming up on the deadline for guys that you are going to look ahead to 2021. What parameters do you use, Chris, when you decide to keep a guy or not keep a guy for the following season?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to look too far into the future if you can help it, right? I mean, if there's a guy who hasn't popped at all, I wouldn't go and say, well, you know, I hope, you know, I mean, maybe, you know, the second year some of these receivers, the exception of rookie receivers who sometimes pop in year two. But, you know, I think even though I think for like quarterbacks, like, you know, they could have 10-year runs. You know, Patrick Mahomes would probably be good 12 years from now. Well, at least you hope so.
I hope so.
Scott. But, you know, you can keep those guys. And normally they're like, ah, it's easy to find a quarterback. But if you got a guy who's going to be there for 12 years, that's really good. Receivers tend to have more longevity. Running backs, get the guys that are good now. Don't worry about 2-3 years from now with running backs. If you look at the top running, you know, Todd Gurley was the top running back. He's borderline out of the league next year, right? I mean, there's so many top running backs that 2 years later, we barely know who they are. So be careful with them. Just, you know, the receivers and the especially the quarterbacks have more longevity.
Chris, please talk about those players whose stock really rose this season. And I imagine Josh Allen is at or near the top of the list, but how about others?
Yeah, Josh Allen really turned a corner, and he's 25 years old and should be a, you know, star for a long time. I think these rookie running backs that were disappointing for a lot of the year, like Jonathan Taylor and J.K. Dobbins, are going to be first-round picks next year. I mean, I think, you know, when we're drafting, there's no more doubt about it. I don't know if it was COVID or the delayed, you know, the way the season kind of wasn't great for rookies, no, you know, mini camps or anything, if they didn't, like, get the blitz pickups or whatever. But a lot of those guys really came on strong down the stretch, those two especially. DeAndre Swift is another one. So I think those guys' stock rose a lot at the end of the year. I think, you know, the second-year receivers, I love to buy in the second-year receivers. So, you know, these guys didn't have a chance. Jerry Jeudy will be reasonably priced. CeeDee Lamb. I don't know if I had Henry Ruggs. He just really didn't pop. But, you know, obviously Justin Jefferson will be expensive. But I'd even take a chance on, like, the Jalen Riegers and some of the guys that didn't do as well, the Van Jeffersons, who in year two should get another chance.
Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us right now at 350. If you have a question about fantasy football, keeper leagues, what have you, give us a text at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we take a look at what's coming up for next year. I think it's a lock. Trevor Lawrence is going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar or Jaguar, whatever you want to do, for next year. And what do you think about him? I mean, he's got to be the starting quarterback on day one for Jacksonville, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. I'm not a huge college guy, as you know, but he, for all the guys I've talked to who follow college closely, apparently is a generational prospect. It's like when Andrew Luck came out. You know, it's not just whoever. It's not Kyler Murray or, you know, Baker Mayfield. Just, you know, those guys happen to be number one in their year. But Trevor Lawrence, at least as far as I'm concerned, is a generational guy. Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, one of those guys that, you know, was the number one pick before the season started. He's still the number one pick. And someone like that is going, especially in 2021, is going to start from day one. And you look how loaded the AFC is. You got Mahomes is 25 years old. Josh Allen's 25. You got, Deshaun Watson's 25. Josh Allen's 24. You know, Lamar Jackson's 23. Trevor Lawrence is 21. These guys are, Joe Burrow's 25 or whatever. Justin Herbert's 23. These guys are all in the AFC. Good luck getting the Super Bowl through that gauntlet. Mm-hmm.
I know this has nothing to do with fantasy sports, Chris, but I'd be curious to know your Super Bowl matchup and perhaps the champion.
I'm going to say it's going to be Saints against, I mean, it's hard to pick against the Chiefs. I'm going to say Chiefs, Saints, and Saints win. Sorry, Scott.
It's all right.
But I think the Bills are and Ravens are pretty tough. We'll see how far they get. And I think that the Bucks and the Packers are good teams too. But if I had to pick two, I'd say Saints against Chiefs.
Does that Ram defense carry any punch in the NFC?
It's really good. But the problem is, you know, they've got this rookie quarter. He's not even a rookie. He's like a journeyman undrafted guy, John Wolford. And Goff is hurt. I don't know if Goff's going to play. It's kind of 50-50. And they're at Seattle. They're underdogs already, but their defense is really good. So they can beat Seattle and get Goff back. Maybe they have a puncher's chance, but, man, their skilled players are just not very good.
Yeah. It's okay.
Just took the Saints over the Bears, Scott.
Yeah. You know, the Saints lost. First of all, the Bears, didn't they take the Saints to overtime? And this year, the Saints lost. I mean, last year, the Saints lost to the Vikings in the first round. They were big favorites. So, the other thing about the Bears, Mark, is they had a home game against Green Bay. They didn't know what was going to happen in the Arizona Rams game. So it was a must win. I know the Packers are tough, but you're at home. You gotta show up. You know, to me, that I was sort of, if the Bears had beaten the Packers and sort of earned their way in, I would have been more bullish on the Bears.
Yeah, 4th and inches, throw a flare pass. That's what you do. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was bad.
It was bad. That was about as bad as it gets. Not only football, but again, we'll talk as we get closer to baseball, but you've got all kinds of information out there about the upcoming NHL season. The NBA season's underway, and Mark and I will be perusing your PGA Tour golf stuff here coming up in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, we got all that stuff, and we have cricket, you know. I mean, not anyone in this area is probably listening to cricket, but, you know, we have soccer, we have everything. RotoWire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. If you're into any of those sports, baseball, whatever, even playoff football, check it out. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial.
All right. Chris, always appreciate it. Thank you very much for all the insight during football, and we'll talk as we get closer to the baseball season.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
You too. Chris Liss of rotowire.com joining us here on the Gym Class. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. Very short break. We'll come back and get you a Bowling Night in America preview after this. Always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. See, I said it would be a very short break, Mark. I am a man of my word.
Yes, you are. No question.
Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM. They'll continue to keep an eye and an ear on what's happening at the nation's capital as that story continues to unfold going on out there out east. Bowling tonight. And we will go at it a regularly scheduled evening once again. And we'll be on 29 and 30, I do believe I read.
Yeah, and the Rusty Nails need a comeback. We couldn't present you the results last week because it fell on an off day for us on the radio. But only won, I got beat 20-10 last week. That was not good in our comeback attempt, but we'll try it again tonight against with a team stacked with Bruners.
We got Bruner, and Bruner going tonight. You can't beat that, can you? I mean, that's the law firm out there.
Bat them 3, 4, 5 in the lineup, and we'll be good.
Last time we had Bruner, we went 26-4, the only time this year.
We're going to need another one.
I think we are going to need another one. It's very, we did fall to 9th in the 10-team Evergreen League, but it is very, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th are all within like 25 points of each other. So we could go from 9th to conceivably 6th tonight.
Well, let's cross our fingers. Hopefully you can update me tonight. And folks, if in these COVID times, May City Bowl doesn't really have the same, open door policy. So, if you want to open bowl or visit the pro shop, please give them a call ahead of time, 362-0136. Even visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Good way to get away from all the realities right now. And they did have some open bowling going on last week while we were having our league. That was good to see 3 or 4 lanes out there with some open bowlers. So, and you can visit the pro shop as well. And Andy doing a great job out there. And thanks to Tom and everybody at May City Bowl for helping us out. We do appreciate it. We'll have a report for you coming up tomorrow on that. And also Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us. And we will talk college hoops coming up tomorrow. And Mark, we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. You have yourself a good night, all right?
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next on KGYM. Again, they will keep you updated on if something very, very big breaks as far as the news going on in Washington, D.C.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that?